Someone having a birthday, celebrating an anniversary? Then give the gift that keeps on giving, United States Savings Bonds. Savings bonds are as safe as America. Youngsters like them because they teach the value of saving. Oldsters like them because they earn extra dollars. Each bond pays back $4 at maturity for every $3 invested. Savings bonds, the perfect gift. A master chef advises on the proper way to order dinner when dining out on Nightline tonight on most of these same NBC stations. This is Tennessee Ernie Ford. And Ern wants you to learn about the Army Reserve enlistment plan. Whether you're a city slicker or an old pea picker, play it cool while you're still in school. And see that man, that enlistment man, about the Army Reserve enlistment plan. You can start in early and finish up early. So get the information as fast as you can about the Army Reserve enlistment plan. See the enlistment man right away. Yeah.
Today, conference with David Norris. Father Barber, walking down the trail from Jones Mountain Cabin at the Sky Ranch, pauses midway to enjoy the patterned green and brown of the valley. Below him, the mountain meadow, the hillside field of permanent pasture with the background of towering redwood, the glitter of Meadow Creek. He identifies the car now driving in on the winding blacktop road. Paul and Hazel, held up by last night's fog in San Francisco, have finally arrived. And as he trudges on, pacing himself with his walking stick, he hears the sound of a triangle at the back door, a special signal drifting musically across the canyon. And he knows there's important mail from Seacliff.
Yes.
He quickens his pace. But a few minutes later, when he reaches the main house, he finds only his daughter Claudia in the keeping room.
Yes, was there mail from home? Where's Paul?
Hazel went upstairs to change. Paul's gone to his cottage. He wants to see David right away. Do you know where he is?
Riding with Penelope. Where else is he ever? What about the mail?
Mom took yours to your cottage. You have a very impressive-looking special delivery from the Bankers and Brokers Club.
Special delivery? Oh.
Came this morning, Paul says. Lucky they had to stay open.
Claude, find David?
Oh, Paul's back. Dad says he's with Penelope. Come on in. Dad's here.
Yes. Hello, Paul. I'm going down to the cottage and get the letter from B&B.
Dad, just a minute. I wanted to warn you. When you get back home, you'll find a new French door leading from the library out onto the terrace.
Huh?
Oh, yes. Pretty exciting stuff, Dad. They had a prowler.
Huh? Oh, what did he say?
Howdy-ho. I hear there's mail from home.
Your mother has it, Pinky.
Don't interrupt, please. A prowler?
Huh? Where?
Please. Go on, Paul.
Well, Hazel and I were upstairs in my studio last night waiting out the fog.
Where is that?
Pinky.
Sorry, Grandfather.
Yes, trying to hear this story. Go on, Paul. What did he see?
I'll have to go back a little. Emily Stewart reported a prowler in the neighborhood a couple of nights ago, and Jack had felt uneasy about the house when he's dropped in, and so had Hazel. And the long and short of it is, we found a wiry little Frenchman had been living in Hank's room all the time I'd been in Washington.
Does your mother know this? What's missing?
Now, wait, Dad. We caught him, held him in the library, but he broke away, crashed through the French doors. But in the fog and dark, he didn't see the metal patio table. That's how we finally subdued him. Anyway, I had a new French door put in.
When are you going to tell me what he took?
He took nothing.
Oh.
This is a devious little communist hireling. I assume he's a Belgian. I'm not sure. But he's part of a political element trying to persuade David to turn back to the communists in Braslow what was once the royal treasury. If they can find out where it's invested and under what guardianship, they'll try legal means to get it. If, in the meantime, they can persuade David to hand it over, well, so much the better. So, Pierre du Lecon wasn't much interested in Mom's silver, Dad. It's all there. And Pierre is in jail waiting to be deported.
Where are his pals?
The Immigration Department would like to know, and so would we.
Oh, Paul, are you there?
I'm here, Mom.
David and Penelope are riding in.
Oh, thanks, Mom. So keep things buttoned up around here, Claude. Now, if you'll excuse me, see you at lunchtime.
We certainly will. What were you going to say, Pinky?
Well, this might explain what happened last night.
What?
I woke up, and everything was so quiet, hushed and waiting. Sort of unnaturally quiet.
About 2 o'clock?
I don't know what time it was.
Well, I was awake at 2.
That's when your father and I got up and sat on the porch.
Yes, moonlight. We were both wakeful.
You didn't see anything, Pinky?
No, not really. And pretty soon there were night sounds again, so I went back to sleep. And that isn't the only time it's happened either. I just thought I was getting to be the nervous type from studying too much.
By George.
What is it, Dan?
Henry, what's the matter?
Here we go again.
Well, what are you talking about?
Oh, confound it. I started to do something, and now I can't remember what it was. This prowler business knocked it right out of my head.
Something for Joan?
No. Yes, the letter. That special delivery. Fanny, where's my letter?
I put it on the table down under the tree beside your hammock.
Thank you, Fanny. Excuse me.
Hey, don't feel badly. I forgot, too. So it has nothing to do with age, Grandfather.
Who said it did? Who mentioned age? Of course it has nothing to do with age. We were distracted. Whenever it happens, I find I've been distracted. Too many people in the world always interrupting.
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family.
A healthy body and a healthy personality. That's what all of us want for our children. We know how to build their bodies. Plenty of good food and exercise. But how do we build character? The answer? Stronger ties with the family, the church, the school. And for more than 2 million American girls, Girl Scouting. Girl Scout leaders know that children need to love and be loved, to give as well as receive, to help where help is needed. They need the friendship of other children, the guidance of older friends, too. And above all, a simple code for daily living and good citizenship. A code that they can understand in childhood and live by all their lives. Yes, it takes more than food to build a healthy future, America. It takes organizations like the Girl Scouts. Give them your support.
There's a rustic bench under the ancient widespread tan-bark oak tree near the stables. And here, Paul and David Norwich have found sanctuary for the moment.
And there you have it, David.
How is it possible? Thank you for everything, Paul.
Well, this hasn't solved anything, David. One down, and who knows how many more to go.
It's a step. It's not merely the pressure from the left, which is always around me, but there are also family connections of one sort and another, friends, supposedly, distant relatives. What the newspapers call the right, who have also been exerting pressure since I was 21 years old. And may I say, I am weary of it.
Yeah, I can imagine.
What chance do you think there is for the restoration of a little Balkan kingdom?
I would say the proverbial snowball.
Exactly. Little kingdoms are as outmoded as chariots on the Appian Way or debates in the Greek Senate. They're ancient history, Paul. If ever my country is so fortunate to get rid of the communists, there will be a republic. And if the people are not wise enough or strong enough to have a republic, there will be a dictator. But there will not again be kings. Furthermore, if there were kings, I would not allow myself to be one. I lived too long with my American foster mother. I could not keep a straight face under a crown.
Tell me, David, what would you like to do with your life?
This will surprise you, perhaps, but I had never really thought until here at the Sky Ranch. I have lived in a pleasant sort of vacuum between two eras. Until I talked to Pinky the other day, I had never bothered to wonder what it would be like to be without money. Pinky seems most aware of one's need for money.
Well, it's Pinky for you.
And also, I had never wondered about the usefulness of my skills, if ever I should be obliged to earn a living. Well, I do have skills. I ski very well, my tennis is good, my golf is fair, and though monarchies are outmoded, the title of prince seems to attract the feather-headed, and I'm sure I could do a brisk business at, say, Samoritz or Squaw Valley.
The young cynic.
All of which does not intrigue me much. But I will tell you what does. When I first came here, Sharon tried to talk to me with her 2 years of high school French.
Yes, I know.
And I helped her and opened up a new language for her sisters. I illuminated them, that is the word. You could see the illumination on their faces when I explained. Of course, they are girls with quick, bright minds.
And no doubt they were paying special attention.
I could teach languages. I had French, English, German, which I do not like, Latin and Greek.
Well, in a land which has been busy for 20-odd years discarding fundamentals, you might be a very useful fella.
Here is my idea. If the money I have in trust could be turned over to an international scholarship fund, then the greedy ones on the right and the greedy on the left could, as you say, whistle for the money and I would be free. What do you think of this?
It's a very impressive idea.
Piggy! Sharon! Oh, Pinky, come quickly. Get out the car. I need a driver.
What is the meaning of this?
That, David, is the cry of an impulsive old gent who once tore up his driver's license and now needs a chauffeur.
More of the Barbers in just a moment.
They tried to think of it as just another job, but it wasn't. For Matt Conlon was a deep-sea diver. The waters they were exploring were treacherous, and Matt had lost his courage. This is Ed Herlihy, your host on My True Story. Tomorrow, you'll hear the drama of Kathy and Matt Conlon. Every time Matt went down to the depths of the ocean, Kathy's heart went with him, and she shared his anguish. For she knew that every time he fastened on a diver's helmet, Matt was desperately afraid. You'll hope that Kathy is strong enough to help her husband as his fears lead him to the brink of disaster. Tomorrow on My True Story. And here's big news. Beginning next Monday, by popular demand, My True Story expands to bring you a complete full-hour drama every weekday. So be sure to be listening for tomorrow's drama, and be sure to remember that next Monday marks the premiere of the exciting hour-long My True Story over most of these NBC stations.
To a small, interested audience near the back door, Father Barber is reading aloud from his special delivery letter.
Dear Mr. Barber, forgive my haste, but I am leaving on my vacation and would like to see you today or tomorrow, if at all possible. It has suddenly dawned on the board of directors of the Bankers and Brokers Club that the 50th anniversary will be celebrated in September. And since you are the only living member of the original board, we wish to consult you regarding plans for the occasion. Yes. Please telephone me when you receive this. Signed, George R. Biggers. Hey, I knew his grandfather.
Oh, that's wonderful. Do you have to go today?
I talked to young Mr. Biggers on the telephone, Fanny. I said I'd be in. He's busy. I am retired. The least I could do is go see him. I have nothing better to do. Hasn't anyone seen those youngsters? Bingy! Sharon!
Here I am, Grandfather.
And about time, I want a driver. I am needed in town.
One Man Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morse. This program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. In Chapter 13, Book 131, The Danger of the Middle Year. Frank Barton speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 47 national awards, now in its 27th year, is a Carlton E. Morse production and comes to you from California.